sponsored by James Freed.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we got a great show for you today. And what's the topic? The topic today is you. Today's show is all about you. Wanda's going to be working with me. We're going to go over a whole bunch of great topics. We're going to talk about a lot of things we've gone over real briefly on the show in the past. And we're going to talk about some really new things, too. It'll be business. It'll be personal. It'll be all kinds of great things. But the number one thing that it'll all have in common is it'll be about you. And it'll be stuff that'll make you feel good. And it'll be stuff you can use today to make your life better. So sit back, relax. If you're in the car, let it go. We're going to be there with you. We're going to have a great time sitting right there next to you. So Wanda, take it away.
For the next 3 weeks, I went hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck. So I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck.
All right. All right. You know, Macon, Georgia. You know, Macon, Georgia. You know, you can go around Macon or you can go through Macon. I've gone through Macon. Macon's all right. And you know what they say? They're making bacon in Macon. Did I really just say that?
You did.
Oh, my God. I'm full of good jokes today, aren't I? Hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got a great Audi store. And down in the Keys, they've got all kinds of great nameplates at their store in Key West. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, my wife, and a whole lot of my friends as members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If you ever take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile. Make it on out to a club called Jack's if you got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor. I'm digging to find this little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, do you need real estate capital? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Just email me, Jim at Freed on Business. I've got private lenders all. Yes, we are number one private lender. We're doing all kinds of deals. We did $100 million in private deals last year. Why is that important? That's important because if you need to close or you need a creative construction loan, you can give me a call or send me an email. That's right. One person makes the decision. One person makes the commitment, we'll close within a week. That's right, we can get your loan done. And if you need something institutional, well, I've got all kinds of great contacts. I've done billions of dollars worth of institutional transactions, pref equity, mezzanine equity, all kinds of interesting stuff. Senior debt, just financed two deals last year with senior debt and a construction loan. And I've got all kinds of construction deals that I've got going on townhomes and such across South Florida. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Got a complex real estate question? I want to help you. When you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're going to talk about all kinds of topics today that are involving all the people we work with every day. It's really important stuff, and there's a couple of really big business things that have been going on in the country. First is interest rates. Yesterday, the Fed came out and said that they were going to hike interest rates and that they would be going up dramatically over the next couple of years. And why is that important to business people? Well, most of the people in business today haven't had to deal in an upward interest rate environment. It's been a long time, certainly since the recession 10 years ago started, that we have not had upward interest rates. And, you know, there's a big impact on all kinds of people. There's the consumer. The consumer has an immediate impact because your credit card has a variable rate on it. If it does, and they all do, it went up when the Fed increased its rates.
Oh, boy.
That's right.
No, how does that affect our friend driving to Kendall?
Okay, the way it affects our friend driving to Kendall is that now her credit card costs her more to buy things on interest.
Oh.
So her interest went up. When you look at it on a global basis in the economy, what they've done is they've squeezed some money out of the economy. They see the economy's heating up because people have access to money. So the less money people have, the fewer dollars will be competing for the goods. Inflation won't go up as fast, and people won't spend as much.
Huh? You're doing hand signals.
Okay, well, hand signals. I'm going that interest rates aren't going up.
Going up. Okay.
And that you'll have less money.
Ooh, that's right. That's less for the radio.
That's
folk.
Less. I'm compressing everything. So for the people that are listening and watching on radio, that's what
listening.
That looks. Yeah, thank you for listening, actually. We really do appreciate that. Now, so that's the impact on the consumer. So, and also those places where they give you no interest, believe me, the interest is baked into the price.
I was going to say, no interest. Is there such a thing?
No, there is no such a thing. There is no such a thing. It's always baked in. It's always going to look at it some way. Well, let's talk about my favorite, real estate. What's the impact on real estate? Now you can't buy as much real estate with the same amount of cash. So the amount of buying power for your house went down. So people, if you want to sell your house, now's the time, because it's just going to get harder to sell your house as far as the Fed's concerned. They want to slow that action down. They also want people to have to pay more monthly payments, which means they won't be able to reach as high for more real estate. So there's all kinds of impact in the housing business, in the commercial real estate business. My clients are ringing my phone off the hook to have me help them get long-term permanent financing to lock in the interest rates today. You should do that either on your home or on your business real estate or your investment real estate. You want the takeaway for today's show. That's it. Move fast. Move fast and get your interest rates locked in. Get to know your banker, because you're going to need that lender. It's time. It's time. I'm actually going to write that down and talk about
that.
Should
your banker at this point? Or should your banker be wooing you?
It's actually interesting. It kind of goes both ways. The banker needs to bring in deposits, so they're going to woo you for the deposits. Once you're in there, you're going to woo them to do deals, and you're going to do that by saying, well, I can bring more deposits if you do this.
Okay.
And it's kind of a little dance that they do. But the bankers are all about getting in deposits. They're bonused on getting in deposits. That's what banks do, because the more deposits they have, the more money they can lend. So the more they're out there looking for deposits. It's like 10 to 1, 9 to 1, 8 to 1, depends on a bunch of different things.
What about these local banks and credit unions? Is that a better way to go?
It all depends on what you're trying to do. A local bank or a credit union is actually better. We call them community banks versus the money center banks. So the money center banks would be like Chase, JP Morgan, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Wells Fargo.
The ones with the really cool commercials.
One with the expensive commercials.
Yeah.
But your credit union might do you better. In fact, a lot of the people I do business with do business through credit unions, and the state chartered credit unions are actually bank of the marijuana industry right now.
Oh.
They don't have to worry about the feds as much.
Okay.
So that's
Do they do bitcoins? Never mind.
Well, actually, Bitcoin, you know, Bitcoin's out there, too. We'll have Jim Angleton on. We'll talk about Bitcoin.
Okay.
So real estate is really going to be impacted. Everybody's scrambling to deal with it now. But the reality is if your real estate deal is impacted dramatically by this increase in interest rates, you shouldn't be doing the real estate deal. You should be sitting on your cash waiting for the opportunities to come. And they'll come. There's also an impact on the stock market. We don't talk a lot of stock market here, but let's talk about the stock market in this case. Well, what's going on here is as interest rates go up, people will take money out of the stock market and put it into the bond market. Today, the stock market went down a whole bunch. We don't usually mark the show with dates, but we will this time. Went down 700 points. They say it's due to the trade and the effects of trade. Well, if it's a trade issue that you're worried about, Miami's only the center of the universe for trade. We're going to get hammered if a trade war starts. It's not going to be good for Miami. Miami, that's a double whammy for Miami. Interest rates going up and a trade war? Forget about it. But I really don't think there'll be a trade war. I think it's a lot of bluster. I think that when people realize what's going to happen with trade, if we start a, quote, trade war, that's the way the Great Depression started. You need international trade. People need to trade. I've got my goods. You need them. I need your goods. Let's trade. What's wrong with that?
It sounds like a plan.
It is a plan.
I like that bartering thing. Well, sort of.
It is sort of.
Trading, well, bartering, sort of.
Sort of, yes. Trade is a little bit different, but bartering, of course, is a big part of our economy. It's a big part of economies that have problems, like in Puerto Rico, Venezuela. They do a lot of bartering there. Mm-hmm. Here, a little bit less, but there's bartering that goes along. A lot of people barter their time. They just don't realize
it. Time is valuable.
Time is money. Somebody once said that.
It is.
You know, but the time barter, I do it all the time. I work on large real estate deals. They take 5, 6, 7 years sometimes. In fact, the call I just was on, I said, hey, would you like to look at this deal? The guy said, I looked at it 7 years ago. I said, well, it's a different time. It's a different deal. He says, you're right. I'll take a look.
That's a dog's life.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It tells you how old I am.
That's a whole dog's life.
Well, what that is. See them temples? The people on the radio are taking a look at this right now. All that gray hair I've got. Mm. It ain't from the easy deals I did, all one of those. You know, but I've done billions of dollars of these, and I'm working with a bunch of people right now. And as the market's in transition, and it is, we'll talk about that later. The market's in transition. That creates opportunities. The only time there's no opportunity is when there's nothing happening, and there's a lot happening now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there is.
What else have you got for us?
Well, I really want to talk about my favorite topic. It really has something to do with you, Wanda.
Oh, goody. I love it when we talk about me, because then it's all about you.
It's not about me. It's about them.
Oh, yeah.
It's about our listeners. And this
what
is
about
some,
you?
Well,
you
the
want
people
some attainable
in,
housing?
Well, here, how about the...
Listen up.
Well, hey, Wanda, you stole my thunder.
I'm trying to bring it back around.
Okay, well, the reality is that, again, the person that's on their way to Kendall, the person that's on their way to West Broward, the person that's on their way to South Palm Beach County...
Drive carefully.
Well, beyond that, they should think about how can we get some attainable housing closer to where they work. That's what I've been working on. I've got a client, Metronomic. They've been on the show.
Attainable.
Attainable. We're building between 4 and 25, 30 units in close-in locations that are attainable. Now, that doesn't mean they're affordable for everybody,
mm-hmm.
because some of them are $800,000, $900,000. You know, but they're in close in Coconut Grove where people want to live, and they're going to pull people out of Biscayne, out of Brickell. They'll get them closer to Coconut Grove. Coconut Grove is popping. And what is all this? What all this is it's sort of what Jay Jacobson talked about last week on our show, which is people are defining where they live by how they have to drive. And I think that they're finding that if they want to live in a certain lifestyle, they're going to have to live in that neighborhood and work in that neighborhood. So yeah. People that live in the roads, well, those people can work and live in Coconut Grove, Coral Gables, downtown Miami, Alapata, which is really the medical district. You can get to Wynwood and everything. It's a counter drive. That's why my deal that I did with Mill Creek up in the medical center district, it's inside of the Beltway. So it's a real easy trip to every place else. You do not have to get on the highway to get from that deal to go to any of the major employment centers in town.
Love that.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it just shows you I know where to go for finding these land deals. I'm working on a couple more right now that are right by where people want to live, work and play. And that's what it's all about. Live, work and play. And what's going on is that these units are smaller and smaller and smaller. So that means that people are now building the storage. So you see storage going up everywhere, probably right next to where you live or shop. Yeah. A new storage place has gone up. They're air conditioned. They're clean. Most people really don't want to go put their stuff in storage. But I'll tell you something. Sometimes we have life events that cause us to have to consolidate our household. We don't really want to put all of our stuff, throw all of these memories and mementos away.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do? We're going to put them in storage. We're going to rustle through storage. And I got a feeling that when people say they're going to throw their stuff out of storage, I know that I do this. I go through my storage unit and I go, I want to throw this out. I really, and I put a pile of stuff together and I go, I really can't throw this out. And what did I really do?
Yeah.
I went for a walk through memory lane.
Yep.
And we want to know something.
So it's kind of like a little trip to memory lane every now and then to your storage unit.
Well, what it is actually, when I go to my storage unit, it's sort of like going to a comfortable, quiet.
Grab a bottle of wine.
Well, safe place. The guy that runs it, he's a friend of mine. I've been doing this for a long time now. I've got a big unit there. But I don't pay a lot of money because I'm grandfathered in. They're lovely people. And yeah, the last time I was at my storage unit, I brought some travel luggage in. I brought some Hurricane Irma stuff that's still lying around. I'm trying to get the hurricane, still trying to get the Hurricane Irma out of my house.
Now, before we go to the break.
Yeah.
If you don't go to your storage unit at least once a year, should you really be keeping that stuff?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
I try to throw out stuff that I haven't touched in a year.
All right.
That ain't going too well.
That's what I think.
Well, the Marlins should open up a museum with all the stuff I have. In fact, I've been suggesting that.
All right, then.
Listen, so I hope that we gave you some insights. We told you to get your credit cards paid down, to get all your loans done right now. So that's because interest rates are rising. And if you got something that's made of steel, you probably should buy it right now. So let's go have some fun. We got some great stuff around the corner. We're going to talk about some more great stuff that's going to help you with your life and give you some great energy as you go on the way home today or as you work a little late. Have fun. Rhonda, let's rock a little.
When there's nothing to lose and there's nothing to prove, but I'll be dancing with myself.
Could they see me do the lip thing on the radio? Can they see me do the Billy Idol lip curl?
Yeah, I think they can.
All right, well, that's what I was doing.
We have special radio powers.
We do have special radio powers. That's why we're on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We transmit. You know, we go through the airwaves invisibly and touch people all the time.
Sometimes we exceed our actual waves and we start reaching out to other stations. So if you're tuning around, you might hear us on another station because we kind of bleed over. That's how powerful we are.
We're a strong signal. Hey, you know what else is strong? The signal that you get when you go to Warren Henry. That's right, Wanda. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. Hey, you know, that's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. I can't wait to go to that store. And down in Key West, they've got all kinds of name brands. I can't wait to spend the afternoon test driving down there also. You know, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. Warren's really worked hard to make your buying experience great. You know, that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years, so join me, my mom, my wife, all my friends at this point. We're all members of the Warren Henry family, and you should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, everybody, if you need real estate capital, give me a call and do it now. Or you can send me an email, Jim@FreedomBusiness or 305-773-6300. I can help you pull cash out of your real estate. If it's an investment property, we can commit today and close in a week. That's right. 7 business days, 5 business days, and we'll get your deal done. We can go up to $15 million cash privately. And I've got all kinds of institutional investors that can do deals that are even bigger. I'm one of the top people in town in selling urban land, so if you're driving around in your car and you're in traffic, I'm really sorry. I'm the guy that did that big apartment deal next to you. So if I can help you, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Realtors, I can help you get your deal financed. I can help your buyers get financed. I'm doing a cash-out mortgage in one of the new waterfront condos in Edgewater right now for an Argentinian investor. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Cash out, creative financing. I'm your man. 305-773-6300. Jim@FreedomBusiness. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're having fun today. We're doing a little bit of a new format. It's Wanda and Jim.
And you.
And you. Actually, it's you, Wanda and Jim. We're trying to join you in your car and help you have some fun. We'll have some more guests down the road, but we wanted to make sure that you knew that our show was about you. And I want to talk a little bit about what I'm seeing as a trend in the real estate industry.
Tell me more.
I will. People say that there's no retail deals out there, that the internet's ruining retail. There's store closings. You know, the founder of Toys R Us passed today. I guess he couldn't stand the fact that every one of his stores was closing.
Aw.
It is kind of sad. I did watch, they did a special on NBC. They had the woman that sang the I'm a Toys R Us kid. She's about 60 now.
I had a Toys R Us t-shirt.
You're a Toys R Us kid too.
I am.
All right. But that that retail's going away. But you know what's not going away is what I call paycheck retail.
What's that?
That's where people that get paychecks take their paycheck, cash it at the cash checking store, and then go next door and buy food or something else.
Is that wise?
Huh? Well, doing the check cashing isn't.
I guess it is what it is.
If you got to do it, you got to do it. Yeah. But I really recommend against it. It's not the way to go. You'd end up rolling it over and cost you 20, 30%. It's really disgusting. But, you know, there's retail that's got to go on, and you've got to go, and that's needed, and it's still being developed. People like Marshall's, Dick's Sporting Goods, these people are still expanding. So there's ways to get it done, and I've got clients that are doing it right now. And then another thing is getting the last mile distribution. That's where industrial, quote unquote, is your retail, and you're seeing all of these big distribution places going out and trying to get closer to where you're at. So you're going to start seeing these big boxes that are going to come up. Maybe it's right next to the storage place. And that's going to be the distribution center, your quick delivery center. These people have to be 2 hours away from you if there's a traffic jam. So think about where they're going to go and what they're going to do and how they're going to get their retail to you. And these retail centers, they've had another impact on the way people build warehouses and distribution facilities. Now they're doing it so that they're air conditioned inside because the labor pool is so tight that they have to air condition what used to be outdoor sweat space. Everybody's going to work in air condition now because you got to have that to compete.
I guess.
You do.
I like fresh air, though.
Times Square. Fresh air, Times Square.
Yep. It's like nice air today.
It is nice out. It's a gorgeous day.
Gorgeous.
It is a gorgeous day. But one of the things that we just touched on is the difficulty in retaining employees. And I have friends that are in the restaurant business, and they're losing employees. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different locations, but they're losing employees to corporations that own, like Darden, that own stores that can give somebody a 401k or contribute to their education or give them a career path beyond the specific brand. So it's difficult to retain people when you can give them more paid vacation, I guess.
Well, just treat them nice.
Well,
that always helps.
Always
nice.
I think that's the baseline. If you're not treated right today, people are walking on you. I know many people that let their feet do the walking on the boss that was the butthead.
I've done it.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
I just did, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Tushy. They're a tushy.
But not here.
I know. Not here. Here, Jim's a great guy.
He's awesome.
It is. He's listening. He's giving us laughs and having a great time. So, so that's what they're doing. They're doing all kinds of different things. Now, another thing I wanted to talk about, we got the Marlins. They're sponsors on the shows. I want to thank the Marlins. That's right. Hey, you're really good. I got to get you that. Miranda and I have gone to the Marlins games. We went and we bought hats there when we went the last time. Stocking hats. We looked like thugs. We had our stocking hats on. I wear it all the time.
Me too.
It's warm and toasty. So I love that. I was thinking maybe we should wear that on opening day. But the Marlins are here. We had our ticket draft. All my guys are waiting for us to distribute the tickets. There wasn't one game that wasn't desirable. We had a great time. 5 or 6 people are with me in my Marlins game, and it's stable. They've been there for a long time. We go to all the games. I got one guy's a Cincinnati Reds fan. I got another guy that can't go on the weekends. I want to go on Saturdays because that's when Vivian can go. I didn't want to take tickets before May, praying that Vivian will be able to go. I really don't know. Vivian's had kind of a nonlinear recovery. The kidney's there. The numbers are great, but she's still always tired. It's hard for her.
It's a process.
She's not as sharp all the time as she'd want to be, but the woman is full of love. And when I look at her face on a pillow next to me, it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. Her happy, quiet face, and now she's sleeping a little better. Can you tell how in love I am?
Yeah. How are you sleeping?
I'm sleeping better because she's sleeping better.
That's what I thought.
It's the most beautiful thing. It is good. Although I got to give a high five to Vera over at, thank you. I'm giving the high five to Vera over at Sylvester. Vera runs the acupuncture center over there. She does pain management at UHealth, Sylvester, and I go there every week. She keeps me right. She actually gives me acupuncture. It helps me sleep.
I love acupuncture.
Acupuncture's great.
It is
great. It helps me sleep. Well, I'm a
hippie. I'm a neo-hippie.
You are a fabulous worldly person is what you are.
Why, thanks.
My yang, at least on the radio. Vivian's my yang in life, but you're my yang on the radio.
I'm comfortable with that.
Okay, good. I like people that can share. Now, so Vivian's doing great. We had the Marlins draft. We talked about restaurants and how it's tough to keep your labor with all the different things. And I wanted to talk a little bit about where the hot place is to go, what I would advise my young person, if they were graduating college, what I'd advise them to do. And that would be to follow their heart, do what they want. Now, if they're in financial stuff and they want to do something with financial stuff, I would recommend private banking, private lending. Why? Well, shoot, that's what I do. And right now, today, people are having a hard time putting their money to work and making good money. And if the interest rates go up, although a little bit of float over into the bond market, but they'll still want to invest in cash flow. And we give them cash flow with our private loans, and our private loans solve problems for people. So here is another way that I can make your life better today. All you need to do is, if you need a cash out mortgage or you need some complex or simple real estate financing, give me a call. I've got great relationships. I know the heads of all the real estate lending. They pick up the phone. And Wanda said why earlier. It's because we're nice. I have friendships with these people. For 20, 30 years, I've just maintained a good, solid relationship. They're my friends. City National, Iberia, BB&T, Citicorp, Chase, Bank of America.
Okay, now you're just bragging.
Well, they're my friends. I'm not really bragging.
It's okay.
I'm not bragging. They're all too big to fail. Biscayne Bank, love those guys. Do private lending with them. So there's all kinds of steps in private lending, but it's something if you need a solution, it's a real good solution. And you hear my ads, 305-773-6300 or Jim at Freed on Business. And, you know, that's really what I see as a real good real estate cash investing position. Now, if I was going to, and I am, invest in real estate and I wanted something a little more bite-sized, what would I do? Well, I do this close-in town housing. You know, the stuff that my clients do that's attainable, that's 4 units, 25 units. We're by where you work. We're on the bus line. Easy transportation, $2, $3 Uber ride into Brickell. That's what you want to be doing right now. And you can do that in Miami, in Fort Lauderdale, anywhere. My clients are doing it in Chicago. Does that sound like I worked in Chicago?
Almost.
I did.
Maybe virtually.
Well, I did. I actually worked in Chicago for the summer. It was a fabulous experience. You know, and you want to do those in-town deals because people are now making their decisions on where to live by traffic patterns. Folks in your car know that. So, you know, you'd love to have attainable housing close where you work. Well, I've got clients that are trying to solve that problem. So keep an eye out or just call me or email me, and I'm happy to put you in touch with them. And the email again is Jim at Freed on Business. The phone is 305-773-6300. Now, people want to buy and invest in real estate, but they're having a hard time right now because the pricing is so high. Many people are moving out of the market. You just saw some. I've got a lot of clients that are looking outside the market. I just had a call with somebody on a deal in Fort Myers. I've got another client that's sending me to Tampa and Orlando to look for property for them.
Ooh.
Oh, it's going to be fun. I may have to do a remote from there. You better hey heads up.
I love Tampa. Well, actually, it's St. Petersburg I love.
St. Petersburg.
I love the area, though.
St. Petersburg's really cool. Tampa's one thing. St. Pete's the other.
Absolutely.
Tampa's on the right. St. Pete's on the left when you're
Clearwater.
Looking north.
Not so much.
Oh, Clearwater was great.
That's okay.
I used to go to the beach at Clearwater by the Holiday Inn. We won't talk about that.
Maybe
I'm married now.
Later.
Okay. But, you know, Tampa's a great place, great opportunity. Orlando's more of a centralized distribution hub. Tampa's more of a regional distribution hub. For Tampa, you go down all the way to Fort Myers. In Orlando, you go everywhere. And it's interesting because Trader Joe's decided they'd pick Daytona as their distribution point.
Interesting.
Well, I think that they're going to have a East Coast focus because Daytona's right on I-95 in the middle of, I got to just say it, nowhere. And but it's, well, it's easy to get to Jacksonville, or Tampa, Orlando, Vero.
Those beaches over there.
Well, it's beach because it's beach. You know, that's where Jackie Robinson got his start, was playing for the team in the Dodgers team in Vero.
Did not know that.
That's true. But actually, it was in Daytona. It was in Daytona.
Yeah, okay.
When you go over the beach to Daytona, from Rainland to Daytona, you go right by the baseball stadium that he...
Ron Johns. That's a fun place.
I am one surfer dude. I still got my old Ron Johns t-shirts. They're awesome with the surfer dude and the surfboard. I used to go to Ron Johns and get my t-shirts.
And those shirts last.
Yeah, they do. Can't you tell I've been to Ron Johns? Can't you see the way I say Ron Johns?
Yeah.
Just like the guy who surfs back behind Ron Johns, and that goes out to Mike Fay. So it's time for the break. We'll be back after this. We're going to talk a little bit more about the different things that are going on out there in the world today and how they impact your life and how you can take advantage of some trends to make your life better today. So stick with us. We're having a great time. It's all about you today. I'm bringing Wanda on. We're having a great show, and we're hoping you're enjoying it. So stick with us. Wanda, give me some rock and roll.
You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on. I just need your body, baby, from dusk till dawn. You don't need experience to turn me out. You just leave it all up to me. I'll show you what it's all about.
Okay, today it's all about you, but Wanda's having a ball. I hope you are, too. Wanda's back there dancing. This is not Prince, though, is it?
No, it's Tom Jones. And first record I ever bought as a kid was Tom Jones.
Did you ever get a handkerchief from Tom Jones?
No, I wasn't. I was too little to get all that about Tom Jones, but I just love Tom Jones.
Tom Jones is awesome. You know, I forgot about
Tom
Jones.
I'm like 6 years old and loved Tom
Jones. No, the Tom Jones show with the big mic and the whole bit, and he'd go out there and all the ladies would go crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great. Followed by Flip Wilson. Wouldn't that be great?
Flip Wilson used to work in a bar in Overtown, I was told.
No way.
I did. I found that out the other day.
Well, you learn everything you can on here. You know what else you learn? You learn about Warren Henry, you know? Warren Henry, I want to thank Larry and Warren for sponsoring the show. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, or red cap service. That's my favorite part. They come and pick up my car and take it and drop it back off. You also get a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. My mom just got a car from him. I know she's driving that personal assistant crazy.
Very carefully she's driving.
She is. She's a careful driver. You know, so join me, my mom, my wife, and all my friends as members of the Warren Henry family. Wanda, we got to get you a Warren Henry car next time around.
Why not?
I think it'd be great for you. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, everybody. And what happens if you need real estate capital? You give me a call at 305-773-6300. I've got creative private money. That's right up to $15 million. We can do a private loan for you. You give us a call, one person makes a decision. We'll commit right there on the phone, and then we'll get you your loan closed in a week. That's right. Don't think it's possible? Just try me. I always wanted to do that. You know, we can also help realtors get their clients financed. If you're an investor, we can help you pull cash out of your deal. If you're from another country, we'll help you get financed. Got bad credit? Not a problem. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 because just like the show's theme, when you call me, it's all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone. Get your TuneIn, iHeart, or 880 The Biz apps.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, today's show, the theme is It's All About You. It's Wanda and I. Wanda's helping me ask questions so I can better stay on focus because I want to make sure that I get out the real points about why it's important to the people that are listening. And I've got a real important thing we're going to talk about right now.
Great.
It's where my wife and I were 2 days ago now. We were at the AAA, and we were there with Coach Spo.
I saw that.
Ron Book and Lauren Book. Florida Senator Lauren Book, high five to her for that. She's out there now protecting our kids. We walked with Lauren. We hugged Lauren. We support Lauren. Why? Because I was abused as a kid. And if there's a child out there right now that's listening, or an adult that knows about a child, you just heard us play the PSA spot. It is Florida law that if you know about a child being abused, you got to call the authorities. We have to save our children. Guns kill people. But the guns may be killing these kids, but the abusers are ruining the kids. And that, if I could only have one thing that's a takeaway from the show every week, I would say that it's look out and protect our children.
Sure.
Call whoever they say to call. We'll have to figure all that out. But the point is, if you just call the authorities, call the police, save that person. And if you're a child and you're listening, if something's going on and it doesn't feel right, go to your safe person now.
Or you can call Uncle Jim.
That's right. Call me. I'm happy to help too.
Give him a call.
That's right. Give me a call at 305-773-6300.
What about you, kid?
Actually, Wanda, a young person this week did approach me.
See there?
They did. It was a young woman that I know. Just I don't want to say where, but a young woman, early teens, and she approached me and she asked, I see her all the time, and I said, you always say hi, you're always bouncy, what's going on, you're looking at the floor, you're quiet. You know what she told me?
Tell me.
She thought she was the big P.
Oh.
I said, did you tell your mom? No, she's out of town. I said, did you tell your dad? I'm afraid.
Oh boy.
I said, well, I'll just say it, I don't do politics. I said, I'm pro-life and pro-choice. I think anybody should do whatever they want. I'm not going to impose my personal thing, but I have many friends that are adopted.
Okay.
Some of the most wonderful people I know.
The whole idea of adopting is pretty awesome.
So I think every person should control their life, but I'm also pro-life.
Okay.
And is that splitting the hair? I'm now officially on the record on that one. I guess I can't run for president. Or I can.
I'm not really running anyway. You don't want to run.
I don't have
president.
Orange hair and a big nose.
You're still cool.
Thank you so much.
Don't ruin it.
Okay, so I do want to talk about now what a big word I have in everything in society here today, and that's resiliency. We've got June is coming up. I've already got people pinging me. They want to come on the show and talk about hurricane preparedness. When I talk about the word hurricane, I start shaking. I have the nightmares of what I went through the last time.
Oh,
I already know that I'm taking cookies to the people that were at the hotel that we stayed at so they don't forget. Because they helped me save my wife's life. And my wife, she looked up from her bed on, what was it? It was evacuation Friday. So it was Thursday night when the whole place was buttoned up.
Evacuation Friday?
Oh, yeah. She looked up in my face with those puffy red eyes. Her eyes aren't red anymore.
That's good.
All right. And she said, please don't let me die. So I want to tell everybody, don't get uptight, but start getting your plan together. Start knowing what's going on. Start knowing if you're hunkering down or getting out. And I think we all learned last time that getting out's a fiasco. Figure out where you can hunker down.
Yeah.
For crying out loud, my goodness.
Don't follow me because the hurricanes seem to follow me.
Well, resiliency is the most important thing. Where we work, where we live, they're rebuilding the entire building and making it much more resilient. And, you know, so I'm feeling good about that it'll be stronger when the next one comes, but it won't be finished in time for the hurricane season. So I'm making my plan now. I've already got my secondary hotel where I would go to after evacuating, but I have this Cat 5 location that I go to, and I'm telling you, I'm going to go bring those people some cookies. And what is that talk about? What's sort of that talk about? Infrastructure. And you go, well, what's infrastructure? Infrastructure is what fell down on people's head over at FIU. Okay, we're not going to go about that, okay? But that's infrastructure, and that's indicative of what's going on in town. You need to fix the infrastructure before that happens. Anybody on a boat go underneath a bridge lately and take a look up? I think you saw we got a problem in America. I drove, I guess it was south, I don't know. I drove on a street that parallels Coral Way on one side of it, and my God, the potholes, I thought my teeth were going to come out. You know, and we don't even have snow, so there's no reason for that. No reason for that. And then we're covered with dust. But that's a different story about construction. But resiliency is what we need in our buildings. But more than that, resiliency is what we need in ourselves.
Absolutely.
Resiliency is what we need in ourselves. And there's this rumor that goes on that talks about that tough times make tough people. I say...
Bull Pucky.
Thank you. Thank you for saying
sure.
Thank
I got,
you.
I got your words.
You got it. You got me there. It's not true. You know, a lot of people don't make it through hard times. Drive through some of the closer in neighborhoods to downtown that are still intact, and you'll see that not everybody gets out. And it's hard to get out. It's hard to be resilient when you're having tough times. When you're getting abused as a child, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. And if you make it through, you make it through. But all it did was teach you that you can make it through, and this is how you did it the last time. Doesn't mean it's going to work again, but at least you know you can do it.
You can do it.
And the most important thing after that is your support team. You got to get rid of all the negative people around you, all of them.
Absolutely.
You have to have people that believe in you, that believe in your dream, that know that you're the answer for what's going to happen, and then they go along with you. In fact, a phone call I just had just now, one of my clients goes to me, Jim, I want to thank you so much. You know, we didn't even hire you yet, and you're working and making my life easy. That guy's going away on a two-week dream vacation. I told him to take pictures because I'm taking Vivian where he's going. I'm going there with my wife next year. That I can promise you.
Where is this?
Banff.
Banff.
Banff. Look it up. It's in Western Colorado, Western Canada. It's the most spectacular, unspoiled place. It's the mountains of Canada, the glaciers, the mountains, the valleys, the meadows, the beauty of the Canadian Rockies.
Is that like BC?
Somewhere? Yeah, it's BC. It's British Columbia. Okay. I can't wait to go. My friend's going there. He's going on a two-week vacation. It's his dream vacation with his kids. When he comes back, I'm going to help him make money. And what I do to do that is I put my friends together at this point. I just take people on dates. A lot of people need an exclusive listing. They want to take it to 72 people. No. In fact, another client of mine, he's having his wife is having a baby in a couple of weeks. He goes, Jim, I want to sell this property. I want to joint venture this property. I want to do something with this property. Make my life easy. Don't talk to me for 3 weeks and then bring me somebody. And I brought him somebody he likes. It took me 2 weeks. Sorry. And all he said in his email was, thanks for making my life easy. So I guess that's the tip, is find people that you can make their life easy and do it, and they'll pay for that. It's a really great thing to do. And I love doing it because I love helping people, as you hear our theme on the show, and I want to give a high five. That's right, Wanda. High five, Honda. That's going to Bruce, so give him another one. To Bruce Turkel, Wanda's getting a broken wrist back there. She bent over laughing. She's having such a good time.
I lost my headphones.
Yeah, I know you did. I can see that. They're
I can
orange.
Hear you now.
I'm glad you can hear me now. You know, but Bruce Turkel, he's the guy that helped me find my brand, and my brand is that I self-actualize by helping other people, which is what the radio show is all about, which is what my business is all about.
How can we help you today?
Oh, I don't know. If they want to help, they can always email me, Jim at Freed on Business. They can call us at 305-541-2350. I never give that number out. Or they can just call me offline at 305-773-6300. I'll help you with business. You already heard I'm helping a whole lot of people with life. I'll tell you another person I'm helping. I have a friend of mine, his wife, she has end-stage renal disease. She's not really a transplant candidate because of all her complexities. But my friend he lives in Palm Beach County. He goes to New York, and he also goes to Jackson. And he was in Jackson, in the six circles of hell in Jackson, in the ER with his wife. And then he called me. And I told him that he needed to remember all the great things that he's accomplished and all the beautiful things that he's done with that beautiful wife of his. Mm-hmm. He's got a daughter that's running for Congress. So he should be proud of all of his accomplishments. And if he ever needs something, he can come to my house, shower, sleep, have a good meal. That's what we do at our house. So if we're doing something today on our show, we're talking about things that can help you with your day and with your life. All you really got to know is that there's people out there like me and Wanda, and we're here for you.
Definitely.
That's it. And we're going to do our show for you. We're going to do great things. We're going to bring people that you want to hear. We're going to do things that you're going to want to do. We're going to tell you about them.
We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you need.
That's right. You can call us. You can email us. Whatever it is you want. People are on my Facebook Live. They're giving me, you know, messages and such. So we're going to go to a break. Then we're going to have a nice long segment at the end of the show. And we'll talk about what's been going on with Vivian. I'll give an update on Vivian.
What's going on this weekend?
Something I want to stay far away from.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
All right, after this. Express yourself. Oh, that's what our show's all about. Express yourself. Why do you always send me a message? You're better than the walk-up music at the baseball game.
There's songs in my head all the time.
I love it when they come out, and this is great. So is this Madonna or is this somebody else?
Oh, yeah.
I know it's that lady. She's awesome.
Madge.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, my wife saw Madge. I didn't get to go. I sent her instead with one of her girlfriends. Hey, you know what? If you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar up in Gainesville. They've got an awesome Audi store. They had this great green Audi on their website the other day. I want that car. And then they've got an awesome store down in Key West that has all kinds of name brands. If you need something, they can get it for you. And they can get it for you at the best price. What do all these cars have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. Warren and Larry have worked real hard to put this package together for you. It means you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. That's when they come and pick up your car and take it back for service. It's great. If I didn't like May so much, I wouldn't go there at all. You know, she's my service writer, and she takes care of my car and my mom's car and my wife's car. You know, you also get a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, my wife, a lot of my friends. Oh, every friend I know, I tell them about this. I'm telling you. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Give me Madge.
Everything we can to protect our kids. When 1 in 9,800 children drown and 1 in 360 suffer a bike injury, it's only natural to do what we can to prevent anything bad from happening. But did you know that 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 5 boys is sexually abused before the age of 18? Like wearing a helmet, prevention through education is the most important thing we can do to protect our children. Visit lawrencekids.org to learn more.
Hey, everybody, you need capital for your real estate? Just need some cash out? Give me a call at 305-773-6300 or just email me, Jim@FreedOnBusiness. You know, for private loans, I've got Spectrum Mortgage. Been in business for 35 years. They can give you up to $15 million. We're doing a lot of construction loans right now for townhomes, single-family homes, stuff that's close in. You hear me talking about some of it when I talk about Metronomic. Other people we're giving private loans to are people I've just made a loan to somebody who's an Argentinian investor in one of the Edgewater condos. They pulled cash out, 25% of what they put in the deal. They didn't want any more than that. We were happy to accommodate them. We went and we got them their loan, easy peasy, helped them with all the paperwork. They didn't speak a lick of English. We got people that speak Spanish at the office. We made it all seamless because when they called me, it was all about them. And when you call me, it'll be all about you. Need to find a real estate deal? Give me a call. I've got lots of friends that have real estate deals. Maybe I can match you up. That's right. Email me, Jim@FreedOnBusiness or 305-773-6300. Gets the back phone. That's right. When you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz. Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and you're driving around in traffic, and when I do that and call my mom and complain, she says, well, Jim, it's all your fault. Stop complaining.
But you're fixing it.
I am fixing
it. You're working on it.
I'm working on it. But the way the fix is a real long-term fix. It's got to be more building next to where you want to work. And people are going, well, gosh darn, there's not even room for another condo. And I go, wrong again. There's a new condo going up. It's called Una. Una is at the south end of Brickell Avenue. You go, well, how? There's stuff there. Yeah, that's right. They bought all the units. They're tearing down the condo, and they're going to put up condos that are going to cost a gazillion dollars.
Ooh.
That's right.
An underwater condo.
No, it won't be underwater. It'll be on top of the water. Oh, okay. You want an underwater condo? They got those in Key West. I've actually seen this stuff. It's somewhere in the Keys.
That sounds very exciting. But go on.
Okay, so this one's going to be really, really expensive. And you go, well, who's going to want to live there? Anybody that can afford it's going to want to be there because it's going to be on Brickell. You're going to have it on the water at the intersection of Main and Main. And you'll be able to get to your, and this is the part that counts, One stoplight. That's right, one stoplight. In today's world, you want to be one stoplight away from I-95 right now. Soon you're going to be one stoplight away from the main street in your neighborhood. And then you're just going to want to, you know, what's the word? What do they call those things that fly everywhere?
Drones?
Yeah, that's right. You're going to be dropped off by a drone soon. Seriously, you know, there's great spots there. That same group's doing another development on the river in Tampa because these location, that's right on the river, right in the CBD of Tampa. Same exact kind of thing.
CBD.
Central Business District, a.k.a. downtown.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
I learned so much.
Well, you know, everybody needs to know, and I speak in jargon sometimes.
Break it down for them.
I'm trying to break it down. So, you know, we talked up at the top of the show, but I think it does deserve attention, and that's what's happening with interest rates. Interest rates, there's impact on the consumer. Your credit card's going to go up. You'll be able to buy less. They're trying to squeeze money out of the economy because the economy is so hot. They see inflation coming and they want to stop inflation before it starts. So on the consumer side, it's going to impact your wallet. On the real estate side, deals will cost more. Cash will go shorter distances. You'll have to pay more for your real estate. Prices will get compressed. The way that people buy deals will be more complicated. You'll see new structures coming in. People will get seller financing. That's going to come back. There's all kinds of things. You can lock in your rate now. That's the strategy. That's what you want to do. And then we were talking a little bit about attainable housing, stuff that's located close in. Where do you go for your loan? If you can't get a loan from the bank, you go to a private lender. That's me. We talked about that, the growth in private lending. It's where a lot of private equity people are going. We talked about paycheck retail. What's that? That's places that when you get paid, you go to the cash store, you get your paycheck, and then you go spend your money right away because you got to. You got to. And so that's like Aldi, Marshalls, Ross. Those are good. Hobby Lobby. These are places that are still expanding here in South Florida. We talked about the Marlins draft and how all my friends are excited about going to the Marlins game because we just have fun.
Yep.
That's, you know, only one team's going to win the World Series. And Wanda and I and all of our friends, we go and we have fun. Wanda and I, we go buy funny hats and we walk around with the funny hats. We have a great
cool
time.
Like
we are cool. We don't care what people think.
That's it.
And then we talked about traffic, how you got to stay calm in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get crazy in traffic. That's the other guy's game.
Take us with you.
That's right. You know, I actually got to a meeting yesterday and I Googled on my phone mindfulness exercises. And I did one in my car before the meeting because it was just incredibly intense getting there.
Yeah.
But the number one thing I want to get out there is that Vivian's doing great. Her eyes that used to be bloodshot are clear. Her kidney is working great. Her heart is as big as the world. And I go home and I just love her up. I wake up at night and I see her calm, beautiful face on the pillow. She used to have nightmares and toss and turn and sweat and get up in the middle of the night and vomit. Now all she does is, I can't believe I'm about to say this, get up and pee like a racehorse.
All right. Yeah,
gallons of
Vivian.
Pee. My number one job is to give her water, make sure she's got her meds, and collect and measure her pee. And we joked for years about how wonderful it would be to collect and measure her pee and how great it would be. And I got to tell you, I made it as a joke. It is the highlight of my frickin' day. It's the last thing I did before I kissed her out. Well, actually, I emptied her pee, washed my hands, and then kissed her on the way out.
That's good.
Yeah, it is good. I love that woman.
All right. 2 minutes. Ultra.
Ultra. Okay. Well, you talk to me about Ultra.
Well, it's going on this weekend. I've never been, and I keep thinking, am I getting too old to go?
You can go. Just call me. I know the guys that run Ultra.
I want to feel like
I share my heat tickets with the guy that's behind the scenes there.
All right.
Our friend Don Weidenfeld from Magnum can get you what.
It's so loud.
Yeah, I know. I can feel it 36 blocks away.
Okay.
I have friends that moved out, but it's okay. I have great Ultra stories from
because
friends.
Because of once
that,
a year?
Well, you know, I have friends that have great Ultra stories that I guess I'll have to bring them on the show next week to tell them. They're absolutely amazing.
It's gonna be fun.
But look, I don't mind Ultra if it doesn't mind me. If the drunks stay away from me, I don't really care. But today we were talking about it in Wynwood, and the guy that takes care of the properties of my friend in Wynwood said that he's going to be spending the weekend cleaning up number one and number two and shooing people off of the doorsteps because they do unspeakable things in the doorstep. So that's Ultra in Wynwood.
They're drug-induced.
Yeah, whatever they are. They're just kids having fun. As long as they leave me alone, they can do whatever they want.
Okay. Then.
All right, so this was our show. It was a kind of a new format. We're trying to get more involvement for Wanda. We always are all about you today. We talked about topics. We tried to talk about how they're going to impact you, interest rates, the healthcare system. We're going to get to that next time, I guess. The labor shortage, Marlins, all kinds of great things. So be with us next week. We're going to talk about more great stuff that's all about you. We're going to do it from the Emerald Creek Finance real estate event.
And anything else you want to talk about, contact Jim.
Yeah, well, we'll be in Wynwood. Call me at 305-773-6300. Why? Because I want to help you. Honey, I love you. I'm on my way home. I forgot my ending, so let's just go straight to the bottom.
You got some time.
Oh, I got some time. I should calm down?
No, a little bit.
All right. I want to thank Warren Henry, of course, all the time. I want to thank the Marlins. I want to thank the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. But more than anything, I want to thank you, our listeners. Without you, we wouldn't have a show, and our show is all about you. Go to our Facebook page and like our show. Tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback, comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Robert Pitts, the webmaster, will have all this up on the internet for you just as soon as he can. If you missed our show, it'll be up on the internet, and it'll be rebroadcast. When are the rebroadcasts, Wanda?
I want to say Tuesday.
Okay, so say Tuesday. You know, this is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 880 a.m. next Thursday at 6 o'clock. Why? Because I just love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. I found a kidney.
Okay.
Now go out there and make it happen.
Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.